2 the count. We have a lot of battles going on with the hitters tonight.
We do.
Rowler's pitch. Chopper foul again over by first base. Now the coach picking it up at first. Throwing back to Reller. Count stays 2-2. Andrew Bangin. Don mentioned he is battling Reller here in the third. Bangin takes strike 3 called, and he is caught looking on Reller's pitch on the outside corner.
I don't think he had much to argue about on that one. That was a pretty nice pitch.
Joe Hoppe framed it perfectly, and one down. So one out. So we saw Joe Stengler get rung up on a strike back in the first inning for New Munich, and now Bangin gets rung up on a strike here in the third. We'll bring Ben Kaltz up to the plate. Ben tries to put a bunt down, and it's foul. Joe Stengler gloves it at the plate, and the count 0-1 to Ben Kaltz.
Umpire gloved that.
Did you see that?
Did he really? Passed Joe's glove, and the umpire had it on the table.
I saw Joe kind of swipe at it, and the home plate umpire took the ball away. 0-1 the count to Kaltzett. Jimmy Toole in on the grass over at third. Sawyer takes his lead. Now he is picked off. Ty Reller just picked off Nathaniel Sawyer. Sawyer's been kind of deking with Reller after the pitch was thrown. And that time Reller threw to first, and Sawyer was picked off.
He couldn't even change directions. He had him so dead on that one.
So caught stealing. Two outs, and Colts had popped this one up foul. And we'll go back into the bleacher section here at Painesville. And the count to Bennett 0-2.
Got a bunch of umbrellas set up by picnic tables along the side over there. I think it went off the top of that umbrella.
0-2 to Kaltzett. Pitch outside a ball, and 1-2. Got a nice crowd on hand for our first ball game. Bigger crowd will be rolling in once the Richmond contingency gets here. Atwater fans, here's Kaltzett drilling this down the right field line, and that one's foul. The count stays 1-2. It's a foul ball chaser's dream tonight.
Wow. Yeah, lots of foul balls. Like you said, a lot of foul tips and foul balls. I could see this one Reller a little bit with that. See that curve ball come down hard inside. Yeah.
There's a foul again by Ben Kaltzeth at the plate, and the count stays 1-2. Yeah, Ty's got a nasty curveball, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's just got to be lucky to get a piece of it when he starts it in the middle of the plate the way it breaks down by the knees.
1-2.
Hit one.
Oh,
that hit. That one didn't break.
Hits Kaltzett right in the left leg. I don't know if he got it in the knee or in the calf area.
Oh, I looked right around the knee area.
Yeah. Took that fastball right in the knee or the leg area, and Ben Kaltzett, you could hear that smack up here in the press box. He's limping down the first baseline.
You know, our knees hurt without getting hit.
Yeah.
That could have really been smart that there. Wow.
It's just painful watching him walk.
It is.
Ben Kaltzett says he's okay. Ty Reller asked him if he's all right.
Sure.
All right. So here comes Jake Rambo to the plate. So Kaltzett on it first. Jake Rambo tonight, bounce to second, and the pitch is inside a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kaltzett leads from first. Reller's pitch, there's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Joe Stengler, and the count 1-1.
This fastball's got some good movement too, doesn't it?
It does. 1-2 the count. Another quick throw to first, and back safely is Kaltzett.
Did
One ball, one strike. Reller ready on the mound. Pitch on the inside corner. There's a strike two and one and two. It is 7 o'clock. You're listening to KASM Albany, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 FM. The 1-2 pitch. Rambo follows it back, and the count stays 1 and 2. Look at the parking facility here on the south side of the high school here. It's a big parking lot. They got them parked long ways, parallel. And they're directing them, I think, now to the north side over there, so they'll get them golf carts moving. Rambo swings at the fastball. That was way outside, and he's down on strikes. That'll do it for New London Spicer here in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We play three, Numinic two, New London Spicer nothing. More Region 15C baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. The fourth inning already. Paul Sand leads it off, and Sand, a ground ball to short across the diamond, and a 6-3 putout of Paul Sand. That'll bring Brennan Hoppe to the plate. Brennan, 1-3 put out in his first at-bat, pops this one up in foul territory over by third, then calls it right by the third base dugout, which Numinic's in, makes the catch for the out, and quickly two outs for Numinic here in the fourth. Two really quick outs of Don speechless just about. We're not used to that. They've been long innings, long
yes,
innings.
Yes, they have. Two outs already, and it's only about five pitches into the inning.
Yeah. Here's Chad Funk, and Chad's known to work the count. First pitch of strike called, 0-1 to Chad. Funk will take strike two called, and 0-2. Chad, 1-for-1 tonight, walked in his first at-bat, had a base hit up the middle in his second at-bat. 0-2, Numinic leading 2-0 over New London Spicer here, top of the fourth. And Funk will lay off the pitch that misses outside, and the count at 1-2.
You see Chat kind of following it up outside and takes patience to do that.
Oh. Here's Funk, ground ball to short. Rambo up with it cleanly and across the diamond. 6-3 on the putup. That'll do it for Numinic in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played 3.5, Numinic 2, New London Spicer nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute. Here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning, Scott Rambo leading it up for New London Spicer. Ty Reller on the mound. The first pitch to Rambo inside a ball, 1-0. It'll be Rambo, Austin Rambo, and Mike Danielson facing Ty Reller. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Numinic. No runs, two hits, no errors for New London Spicer. Pitch from Ty Reller is high ball, and 2-0.
Keeps these left-handed hitters a little bit loose with Ty Reller here. He's kind of all over, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
He controls not as sharp as I thought it would be, but it keeps the hitters on their toes.
Pitches inside a ball, 3-0 now to Scott Rambo, and inside again, ball four. So four straight pitches will walk Rambo, who had a hit, one of the two hits so far tonight. And here comes Austin Rambo to the plate. Austin, a fly ball to center field in his first at-bat. Austin looking down to Jamie Skeel, has a sign. Scott Rambo leads from first. And Reller's breaking ball a strike, and 0-1.
A little respect for Reller here already, don't they, at first base? They don't get much of a lead.
Yes, they do.
I don't think Scott's going to probably be going anywhere.
There's a swing and a miss by Rambo, strike two. So Austin down in the count. And 0-2.
If you watch his fastball to these right-handed hitters, it's really starting to tail upwards, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
0-2 the count. Here's Rambo drilling it, 2 second and past Hoppe in the center field. Brennan stuck his glove out at that sharp one hopper, and it scooted by him. So first and second for the Twins, nobody out.
Chad Funk looking at the young second baseman saying, hey, good try. He said, don't let us get you down here now. We got a chance to get two. Here's Mike Danielson. Mike popped up to second base in his first at-bat. Ty Reller ready on the mound. That pitch is inside, gets away from Joe Stengler, and on to second and third go Rambo and Rambo. Sounds like a construction company.
Rambo and Rambo.
One ball, no strikes to Mike Danielson. Here's Danielson, a big swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 the count. Well, a golden opportunity for New London Spicer here in the fourth inning. Runners at second and third, nobody out as Reller misses outside a ball in 2-1.
Kind of given to him here right now in the fourth inning. It's kind of like the first inning when Dominique had bases loaded. They walked him full, but they couldn't capitalize there.
2-1 breaking ball, missing inside, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Ty Reller has the sign from Joe Stengler. The left-hander misses outside, ball four. That's going to load him up with nobody out.
It looks like he's overthrowing it a little bit right now. He's trying to blow it by him, and he's not controlling it. You can see him coming off the mound a little bit when he's in that stretch position. Was he in the windup on that one? I didn't see it.
No.
Not sure he was in the stretch, but he's trying to really overthrow that fastball right now, and it's sailing outside and high. He did the same thing to Scott Rambo. He had four pitches that were high and tight to Scott. He's a left-handed hitter, so he needs to take a little off. His curveball is actually right now where he's starting it is breaking too much.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's Josh Soiney. Josh struck out in his first at bat. Bases loaded for New London Spicer. Nobody out. Pitch from Reller, high for a ball, 1-0.
Getting himself a little frustrated out there, and it's probably the wrong thing to do right here, but it happens.
One ball, no strikes, 2-0 to Munich. New London Spicer threatening. Breaking ball there's
the pitch.
Beauty of a strike and 1-1.
Take a little off and start a little bit in a different area here. You'll get that breaking ball on the inside corner. He needs to throw strikes here though.
Swing and a miss. That's a fastball by Soiney and 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, anytime you start missing high like Ty has been doing, Don, he's overthrowing it.
Yes, he is.
One ball, two strikes. The left-hander's pitch, and Soiney stays alive, fouls it to the screen. The count stays 1-2.
Usually what I try to tell pitchers, too, when they start doing that, take a little off, find the strike zone again, go start going back to that a little bit at a time, but you can't keep overthrowing and try to get away with it.
Here's the 1-2. Curveball. Oh, just missing
high.
A little high. And the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, that was a close miss there. 2-2. The pitch to Soiney outside, and the count's full, 3-2. Ty Reller walking around the mound. And now back on that rubber. The base is loaded. Scott Rambo at third, Austin at second. Danielson at first, and strike three called as Soiney gets caught looking on the fastball that hits the outside corner. Big strikeout for Ty Reller. Bring Wyatt White to the plate with the bases still loaded, and now one out. Wyatt, a right-handed hitter. Ty Reller continues to work from the stretch. And White will follow this one back and out of play. And the count at 0-1.
Ty has to get his composure back here after he walked that second guy. He could tell he was getting very frustrated. Slapping the glove back when the catcher threw it back. He needs to compose himself here a little bit and start throwing strikes. He's got good stuff.
0-1 the count. Ty Reller's pitch. Here's a ground ball to Sand at first. He'll knock it down. Paul didn't field it cleanly. He had a play. It would have come home had he fielded it cleanly. And he'll run it to first in the
they get the out at first, but coming across to score, Scotty Rambone is now 2-1. Austin Rambo ends up on third, Danielson the second, Wyatt White out on the unassisted putout, gets himself an RBI. And here at the plate, Nathaniel Sawyer, the pitcher, and rips it foul, 0-1. Sawyer had one of the Twins' three hits back in the second inning. 2-1 our score, New Munich and New London Spicer. A swing and a miss by Sawyer, strike two. See that Richmond has shown up, a bunch of the Richmond ball players here. No balls, two strikes, two outs, Reller's pitch, and Sawyer swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that will do it for New London Spicer in the fourth. But they get on the scoreboard, scoring one run on one hit. There were no errors and two left on. We played four, New Munich two, New London Spicer one. Region 15C baseball action, more to come in a minute on KASM Albany. Hey, welcome back to Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you.
We got a good game going here, Randy. We got New Munich with two runs on three hits and no errors, and Spicer with one run and three hits and no errors. So pretty evenly matched game so far.
Joe Hoppe steps to the plate, and Joe takes a strike call 0-1. Joe Hoppe 1-for-2 tonight. Base hit in his last at-bat, scored a run. There's a pitch inside to Joe, and the count 1-1. 1-1 the count. Sawyer's pitch bouncing away from catcher Scott Rambo in the count 2-1. On deck, Hunter Rademacher. 2-1. Sawyer kicks and delivers, and that's low to Joe Hoppe and 3-1.
See, they watered the whole infield when I was coming in here tonight, and tell you what, the air is pretty dry. It dried it out pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of dust flying here.
3-1, Hoppe. Howell tips it into the mid of Scott Rambo in the count now, 3-2. He had a mighty cut at that. Three balls, two strikes. Sawyer's pitch. Hoppe drills it foul down the third base line. Count stays full at 3-2. Hoppe has Hunter Rademacher and Nick Stengler batting here in the fifth. 2-1 our score. Sawyer kicks in, delivers, and Hoppe drills it to center field. Feed on it is Andrew Bangin. He'll make the catch for the out.
I'll tell you what, that center field, it doesn't look like it from here, but that's a long way out there. You watch the center field, you're just kind of glad you... Where he caught that ball was hit pretty well. Still had another 40 feet to 50 feet behind him.
To the fence,
yeah.
Here's Hunter Rademacher. Hunter takes a curveball from Sawyer, strike call, 0-1. Hunter so far tonight, 0-2. Daniel Sawyer delivers. Rademacher pops this one up. Bangin comes in, right center field, makes the catch in shallow right center field. Two outs for the Silver Streaks, and Nick Stengler will grab a bat. Nick, 1-for-1 tonight, walked in his first at bat, and then a double. Picked up two RBIs with that double back in the third inning. Curveball to Nick, leans him back, and the count 1-0.
Haven't seen that one yet.
That was slow,
slow, wasn't it?
Yeah. Another pitch. Sawyer wants to take something off that pitch. Two attempts there, both missing inside for ball, and there's ball three inside to Nick Stengler. 3-0 the count. Sawyer's pitch, high ball four, and a four-pitch walk to Nick Stengler. Second walk of the night for Nick, and here comes pitcher Ty Reller to the plate.
One thing you don't want to be on deck with Nick Stengler up when he walks, because you don't want to be too close to him. That bat kind of gets flung backwards underneath his arm.
Ty Reller so far tonight, 0-for-1, walked in his first at bat. Sawyer's pitch inside to Reller, ball one. 1-0 the count. Reller, like Don said earlier, way up on the plate. That pitch is outside a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Stengler leads from first with two outs. And there's a strike call to tie, and the count 2-1. Joe Stengler on deck for New Munich. Winner of this ball game gets St. Martin tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Loser plays at 5:30. Here's Reller, ground ball to second, and bobbled by the second baseman. And it rolls into center field. So Wyatt White tried to slide his body in front of it, and while doing so, it went off the heel of his glove.
Two quick outs in this inning, and a couple of hits here now, and our walk and a hit.
And it'll bring Joe Stengler to the plate. Joe so far tonight, 0-1. That will be the first error of the evening. They're going to get Wyatt White an error over at second, and a swing and a miss by Joe, strike one.
Another changeup by Sawyer.
0 on the count to Joe. Sawyer's pitch, Joe Stengler bloops this down the left field line. Back behind third is shortstop Jake Rambo, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for New Munich in the fifth. No runs, no hits. There was an error and two left on. 4.5 innings, New Munich 2. New London, Spicer 1. More Region 15C baseball in a minute on KASM. Bottom of the fifth inning, Region 15C baseball action. Brought to you by Trapper's Pub and Grub over in Farming. The Greenwald Pop, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Grove Mutual Insurance, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, Haynesville Chevrolet Buick, State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, and Corner Grocery of St. Martin. Andrew Bangham at the plate, and the first pitch from Ty Reller, a curveball strike, 0-1.
I tell you, Randy, this food is starting to smell really good up here. That smoke kind of circulates around
here. Yeah, it does. Another pitch to Bangham, strike two, 0-2. Catching that outside corner with that fastball. Bangin has been a little unsure of Ty Reller tonight. Ty started him out with a curveball again and kind of had him leaning back. The 0-2, pitch high for a ball, and 1-2.
Well, he brings it, doesn't he?
That one popped the mitt.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes. Reller kicks and delivers. Bangin squibs it foul at the plate. The count stays 1-2.
What a perfect pitch, wasn't it? The one before, high and tight.
Oh,
that slow breaking ball on this one.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Andrew Bangham, the center fielder for New London Spicer. Hey, if you're just joining us, 2-1 our score. New Munich scored 2 in the third. New London Spicer picked up their run in the fourth. We're in the fifth inning, bottom of the fifth. Bangham will follow it back and out of play. And the count stays 1-2.
I'd be very leery in this sports deck up here on the third base side with banging up plate. He's just kind of up there protecting right now with Ty Weller.
Pitch is a little bit high and tight, and the count down 2-2.
What do you think he's going to get on this one, Randy?
I don't know.
I would say,
I would come with that curveball.
I would
really
think so.
Two balls, two strikes. Stengler sets up down low. There's a breaking ball that just misses inside. And the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Reller kicks, delivers, and missing badly outside, ball four. And Bangin draws a leadoff walk.
I think that's his third walk already, isn't it, for Reller?
For Ty Reller, it is his third walk. He has struck out five and hit one. Sawyer's got four walks, I believe, already. So we've got enough people on base already in this game, free passes. Comes Ben Kulchep to the plate. Ben, 0-1, was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. Bangin takes his lead at first. Kulchep looks to bunt, puts it down on the grass, back to Reller. Ty flips to first, 1-3 on the putout, and the sacrifice in order as Bangin ends up on second. So one down, tying run out at second, and it'll bring Jake Rambo to the plate. Jake 0-for-2 tonight. Good hitter, good confident hitter at the plate. Takes a mean cut. And the pitch to Jake Rambo, strike called 0-1. Yeah, you mentioned the food, and last year introduced to a Painesville specialty. It's the pork chop or pork cutlet on a stick. Here's a line drive. Chad Funk dives and makes a catch in the hole between third and short. Wow, nice play by Chad Funk. Well, that for sure kept banging over at second. He would have probably gone to third. That would have been it if that ball squid through.
It wasn't hit very hard, but it was right in the hole out there, and Chad kind of timed his dive just perfectly.
All right, two outs. Banging still at second. 2-1 ball game. Pitch inside from Ty Reller, 1-0.
They're not going to let him get his hands extended or his arms extended, are they?
One ball, no strikes. Reller looks back to second and comes home. It's a little bit high, and 2-0.
That's six straight that he's kept it inside on Scott Rambo.
Walked on four straight in his last hit bat. Picked up a hit back in the first inning. He's 1-for-1 tonight. 2-0, Reller's pitch high again, and 3-0. And you got to give Scott credit here, Don. He's got good patience.
He does.
I mean, he could be swinging at some of that if he was really aggressive. He decides to, let's make him throw me a strike. 3-0.
Yeah.
Reller misses inside ball four. That'll put runners at first and second. Was that kind of an intentional, not intentional? Or
it probably was, huh?
I'm going to bring Austin Rambo to the plate. Austin 1-for-2 tonight. Austin, a base hit in his last at bat. Runners at first and second. Here's a breaking ball that Rambo bounces a foul. Joe Hoppe comes out of the third base dugout. That ball goes off the backstop, and Joe able to barehand it as he just stepped out of the dugout. What are the odds?
Yeah. Kind of a show off, isn't he?
0-1 the count. The pitch, and Rambo lines this to right center field. It's going to drop. Coming in is Hinnenkamp. Here comes his throw into the infield, and an RBI single scores Andrew Bangen, and it's 2-2. Austin Rambo, his second hit of the night. Scott Rambo goes to second, Austin at first, and 2-2 our score.
Usually you keep messing around walking people, Randy. It'll come back to bite you sometime in the game. And
Bangin
keeps getting base runners on base here.
Bangin walked and scored. You look back to last inning. Scott Rambo walked and scored. And the first pitch, too. Danielson, a strike, and 0-1. Bottom of the fifth inning, 2-2. Danielson takes strike two. Now 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Ty Reller looks down at Joe Stanger. He sets up way outside in the pitch across the plate and low. And the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Now Danielson, a call for time at the plate. Just a gorgeous night. I think our wind has died down somewhat since the beginning of the game. It's a breaking ball. Danielson rips it on the ground to short. Bunko flipped to Hoppe at second, and that'll do it for the Twins here in the fifth. But they get the equalizer, scoring one run on one hit. There was no errors and two left on base. We have played five. It's Numidic 2 and New London Spicer 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. All right, we're back at Painesville as the fifth inning crew out doing some work on the field, and I think we're being entertained by John Riley. Is that him, Don?
That it is.
Yep. Singing the Sweet Caroline and a verse that he probably wrote for Region 15C Baseball.
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of cool. Kind of appropriate. You had Region 15C Baseball brought to you by Hector Pete Service, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating. In Albany, New Munich, Gas, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Lando Lakes of Melrose, Jerry's Firehouse Grill in Richmond, Fire Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Brinkie's Liquor in Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, helping us out with Region 15C Baseball action, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning in Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, bringing us baseball tonight. The Freeport State Bank. Gucci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich. Centra Care Health of Painesville. CHS of El Rosa bringing us baseball. Greenwald Insurance. Virgil's Big Arena over in Farming. Central Minnesota Insurance here in Painesville. Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. Painesville Mutual Insurance. Whirlwind Steel Components bringing us baseball. North American Insurance Agency, our Region 15C sponsors. And thank you to those sponsors. Tell you, a lot of fun here at Painesville already. We've got five innings played. 2-2 our score. You couldn't get any closer. No, you can't. Mary Heinen, she's our booth's official scorekeeper. She brought some French fries in, so Don may be tongue-tied at some point.
Don't you start eating them, because I'm not taking over.
All right, at the plate, it's the New Munich Silver Streaks. And Jacob Hennenkamp, the first pitch, a ball to Jacob that bounces away from him, and there's ball two. 2-0 the count to Hennenkamp. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Nathaniel Sawyer on the mound, delivers a strike in, 2-1. Sawyer started out slow tonight. That first inning, he walked three, loaded the bases, but able to get out of that jam in the first inning as Hennenkamp takes low for a ball, and now 3-1.
Kind of looking at the New Munich's reserves here. They've got five guys on reserve.
There's a strike called.
I believe
three and
four,
two.
Four of them are hurt. So got to be a little cautious here, don't they?
They do. Three balls, two strikes. Hennenkamp swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll be Sawyer's second strikeout of the night. Bring Paul Sam to the plate. Paul Sam so far tonight, 0 for 2. Couple ground balls to third and short. And the pitch to Sam, low for a ball, 1-0. Wind, if there is a breeze, you can see the trees out in center field and left field blowing from right to left, and Sand drills a single into left field, a one-out base hit for Paul Sand.
Paul Sand, this game isn't that hard.
For the Silver Streaks, that's their fourth hit, four hits for each team tonight. Here comes number nine, hitter Brennan Hoppe. Brennan, 0 for 2 tonight. See what Grant Johnson's got on here. Sand is lead at first, and Hoppe swings at that. Is that a slider or a break?
Like it.
Yes, wow, it did that thing just sail away from Brennan. 0 on the count. Sand takes a lead. Brennan Hoppe tries to put down a bunt, and it is bunted through. And the count now 0-2 to Brennan Hoppe. He'll have to protect the plate here. No balls, two strikes. Sawyer's pitch, and Hoppe drills it. Pass calls it, deep short. Jake Rambo up with it, throws to second, and gets Paul Sand.
Nice
play.
Yes, it was.
So a fielder's choice for Hoppe. 6-4 on the force. Sand is out. Two outs, and here comes Chad Funk to the plate. Chad Funk so far tonight, 1-for-2, base hit and a walk. Brennan Hoppe takes his lead at first, and Funk a ground ball to short. Up with it, Jake Rambo across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout. That'll do it for New Munich here in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We play 5.5. New Munich 2, New London Spicer 2. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KAFS. All right, bottom of the sixth inning of the Soiny, White, and Sawyer facing Ty Reller, a 2-2 ball game. And the first pitch to Josh Soiny, a strike on the inside corner, 0-1 to Josh. He's struck out twice so far tonight. Right there, that first pitch that Ty Reller threw there, that's the pitch he's got to start controlling on that inside corner. That makes his curveball look a lot more effective coming the same angle. It'll break down towards their knees or towards their feet. Got to make sure you can throw that fastball as a strike. Pitcher outside of ball, 1-1. Now Soiny fouls it back and out of play. And the count, 1-2. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you tonight here on KASM. Our second game of the evening, we'll have Richmond taking on Atwater, and that was tentatively scheduled for 8:30. And we're already at 20 minutes to 8, so it'll start about 20, 25 minutes after this ball game's completed. You can catch it all here on KASM, the 11:50 a.m. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Soiny out on strikes for the third time tonight as Joe Stengler whips it around the horn.
Wow, that was a good breaking ball on the inside corner. And that fastball set that one up, I think, really well, Randy. And that's what he's got to do to these right-handed hitters and also the left-handed hitters.
So, if you catch us on Chasm tonight, 11:50 a.m., the signal starts getting weaker. Pull us up on 107.7 FM as Wyatt White takes the first pitch he sees from Ty Reller and lines it to right field. There to make the catch for New Munich is Hunter Rademacher, two outs. So two outs, and here comes pitcher Nathaniel Sawyer. He's 1-for-2 tonight. And the breaking ball, Sawyer, ground ball to short. Chad Plunk field to two hopper. That sidearm twist to first. Paul Sand scoops it out of the dirt. 6-3 on the foot out. A quick inning for Reller and the Silver Streaks in the sixth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5 innings. It's New Munich 2, New London Spicer 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KFN. Bottom of the sixth inning here at Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Actually, it's the top of the seventh. Excuse me. That bottom of the sixth went so fast, I got to correct myself here.
You didn't get a chance to eat any fries, did you?
Got a few. Top of the seventh inning. Sorry about that, listeners. Joe Hoppe, Hunter Rademacher, Nick Stengler facing Nathaniel Sawyer. And Sawyer delivers a strike to Hoppe and 0-1. Joe Hoppe so far tonight is 1-for-3, a base hit, run scored. Pitch inside to Joe and the count 1-1. New Munich scored their two runs in the third inning. Off of Sawyer, there's a swing and a miss at that slider in the count 1-2.
Just like Joe's aggressiveness at the plate, he's patient with that curveball, but I'll tell you what, he sees the fastball, he ain't scared to swing.
And that's the kind of hitter he was for his whole career.
Absolutely.
1-2 to Joe Hoppe. Check swing, scooped out of the dirt. They appeal over at first, and they're going to ring him up on strike. Called out on strikes is Joe Hoppe.
I think it was the right call. It kind of looked like it from up here, didn't it? That's kind of the only appeal that they actually have on a ball on a strike call, don't they, Randy? With the first base up being on the line there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll bring Hunter Rademacher to the plate. And Hunter, a ground ball, actually gloved by the second baseman.
Wow.
Wyatt and the throw to first, just about getting Hunter Rademacher, but Hunter's going to get himself an infield single. That was a great play by Wyatt White. It looked like it was passed him. He stuck his glove out, able to glove it, and then hopped up in the air and threw in midair over to first and just about caught Rademacher.
He had to run quite a ways to get it. It kind of took his momentum away from his throw, turning back, you know. So, a nice play.
Rademacher, a one-out single. Here's Nick Stengler. Hunter with good speed over at first, and I think Nathaniel Sawyer knows that. Haven't seen a stolen base attempt yet tonight, although there was a hit run on earlier. The foul ball. Pitches a strike call to Nick Stengler in 0-1. Tyreller on deck. Quick throw to first. Hunter back safely. Nice crowd already on hand for tonight's ball game as Richmond and Atwater start rolling in to Painesville Baseball Park. Here's Stengler popping this one up by home plate. Scott Ramble tosses the mask and looks up in the sky for quite a while, makes the catch for the out. You know, Don, they teach you to find the ball and then throw the mask, and Scott laid that mask down right there. I was afraid he was going to step on it for a while.
He was looking for a little bit of help on that one at first, wasn't he?
He was. That was just about on top of him.
Yes, it was.
So Stengler pops out. Now two outs, and here's Tyreller. Reller, a foul tip at the plate on that low pitch from Nathaniel Sawyer in 0-1. Hunter Rademacher able to get a huge secondary lead after Sawyer came home. See what he does here. He's got a pretty nice lead at first. He goes. Curveball. Ramble's throw to second is high. The slap tag, and they're calling him out.
Wow.
John Garrett saw that swipe by Jake Rambo, and Rademacher not arguing it as they call him out at second. Nice throw by Scotty Rambo. That'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the seventh. No runs ahead, no errors, no one left on. We played 6.5. Numinic 2, New London Spicer 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KAFM. All right, here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning, Andrew Bangham. We'll lead it off. He's the number 9 hitter. Banging Colts up. And Jake Rambo. The first pitch from Tyreller to Banging. A strike call, 0-1. 2-2. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Numinic. Two runs, four hits, and an error for New London Spicer. Pitch a strike, and 0-2 to Banging. Andrew's been in this situation before. Last time up, he was down 0-2, and he worked a walk.
He had a great at-bat last time up,
Reller misses outside, and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Reller has the sign from Joe Stengler, and the tall lefty comes through, and there's a check swing. Bangin's out on strikes. His home plate umpire didn't even look for the appeal. He called him out. Bangin strikes out for the second time tonight. And for Tyreller, his seventh strikeout. There's Ben Kaltzett. Ben, 0-1 tonight, was hit by a pitch and had a nice sacrifice bunt. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Brandon Hoppe dives, but he can't come up with it behind second, and Kaltzett gets the fifth hit for New London Spicer.
New London getting a little bit more aggressive at the plate here. Do you know that Reller tends to get a little wild, so they're looking at a fastball here to set on. I know that curveball is really hooking right now.
Here comes Jake Rambo to the plate. Jake 0-3 tonight. Colseth has his lead at first. Reller's pitch, and Rambo takes a big swing. Strike one, 0-1 the count.
Don't you just love to see that? These guys get aggressive at the plate, swing the bat hard.
Nick Stengler is playing pretty deep out there in left field.
Yes, he is.
320, and I bet you he's all of about 290. He's a long ways back there. Throw to first, calls it back safely.
As you look at it, it's only 314 in right field, but it looks a lot further, doesn't it?
It does. Yes, it does. 0-1. Rambo will take inside and high in the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Tyreller, that quick throw to first, and Colset dives back safely. Did you see Ben run down the first baseline? Was he limping at all? Because he was hit by a pitch.
Yeah, I think he got hit in the knee the way
back in the third inning.
I don't know. I didn't really watch that close.
Hits to Rambo is high for a ball in 2-1.
I was watching Hoppe do that dive out there at second base. Looks pretty clearly a base hit, but
two balls, one strike. Watching Jimmy Toole over at third base, he's catcher two. Here's Reller's quick throw to first and back safely is Kulseth. Tuohill knows how important that 1-1 pitch was that he missed high, and now 2-1 becomes a hitter's pitch. And outside, 3-1, Jim just slapped his glove.